Greetings, sisters. Sister Amen from don'tperish.com. Hey, hopefully everybody's doing well today. I'm just going to share some scriptures on good because I was reading in Genesis. I'll just read Genesis 1:31. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. In the evening and the morning were the sixth day. And we see that everything God made was very good. I love that. And then we know man sinned and it wasn't very good anymore. But God had a plan to redeem us from our sins by sending a Savior, Jesus Christ, who shed his blood for the remission of sins, and those who by faith in him repent and turn from their sins, he would give them the Holy Spirit, and they're going to walk in holiness and obedience to his word until the end. That would be us sisters if we're truly born again and striving after him, to follow after him. And we know he's coming back, and there's going to be a new heaven and a new earth, and it's all going to be very good. So I thought we'd look at some scriptures on good and basically just let them speak for themselves. There's like hundreds of them in there, but I only picked a nice handful of them, and maybe I'll do more on the topic at some other point. So let's be edified by this. Matthew 5:16. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Matthew 5:44. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. Matthew 5:44-45. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. Oh, looks like I just read that one again. Let's read for 45. That you may be the children of your Father which is in heaven, for he maketh the sun rise to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and the unjust. Matthew 7:17-20. Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits you shall know them. Acts 9:36. Now there was at Joppa a certain disciple named Tabitha, which by interpretation is called Dorcas. This woman was full of good works and alms deeds, which she did. Acts 22:12. And one Ananias, a devout man according to the law, having a good report of all the Jews which dwelt there. Romans 2:10. But glory, honor, and peace to every man that worketh good, to the Jew first, and also to the Gentile. Romans 7:12. Wherefore the law is holy, and the commandment holy, and just, and good. Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. Romans 12:9. Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil, cleave to that which is good. So we notice as we go through here, there's a lot of attributes around good. So that's pretty awesome and encouraging. 1 Corinthians 15:33. Be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners. Galatians 4:18. But it is good to be zealously affected always in a good thing, and not only when I am present with you. Ephesians 2:10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Philippians 1:6. Being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. If you go do a word search, you're going to see there's a lot of verses about good works in there. Philippians 4:8. I love this one. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. You notice how all those words in there, good is in among them. 1 Thessalonians 5:21. Prove all things, hold fast that which is good. 1 Timothy 1:19. Holding faith and a good conscience, which some having put away concerning faith, have made shipwreck. 1 Timothy 2:9 through 10. In like manner also, that women adorn themselves in modest apparel, with shamefacedness and sobriety, not with broided hair, or gold, or pearls, or costly array, but which becometh women professing godliness with good works. 1 Timothy 4:4. For every creature of God is good, and nothing to be refused if received with thanksgiving. 1 Timothy 6:12. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. 1 Timothy 6:17 and 18. Charge them that are rich in this world, that they may be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God, who giveth us richly all things to enjoy, that they do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate. 2 Timothy 3:17, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Titus 2:3, the aged women likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things. 3 John 1:11, beloved, follow not that which is evil, but that which is good. He that doeth good is of God, but he that doeth evil hath not seen God. So those are just a few. Go do your own word search and see what else there is. You'll get a nice context. And yeah, it's pretty uplifting to do word searches in the scriptures. And yeah, especially it's a good thing to do. All right, sisters, hope you're edified. I enjoyed doing it. Lord willing, I'll be able to come back again and encourage you another day. Hold fast. May God be praised.